An Italian lived as a Chinaman for 50 years because he was bonked on the head and forgot who he was and didn't know what, you know, and he was, he must have been abroad at the time. 50. Mm. It's in the British papers today, because she lives in Paris now. And it's an Italian who lived as a Chinaman for 50 years.
When he was what happened to bring him out of his reverie?
He must have been, if anyone's ever seen a comedy sketch, he must have been knocked on the head again, mustn't he? Mm. That's what happens. See, here's the thing. If you don't pay your bill in a restaurant, they make you do the dishes. Does that happen? Do you really lose your memory and then get it back again through a blow on the head? But living as a child, you would know, wouldn't you? I don't want to knock a copper bottom story here, but you'd know if you were a Chinaman, wouldn't you, Alice?
I think you probably have some inkling. The food wouldn't be right, would it?
It's like Steve.
The whole culture.
It's like Steve. I think there's more tangible ways than not liking the food. Mum, what is this? It's a egg foo young. I don't know. There's something wrong here. Oh, come on, Luigi. Carry on with it. No, it's like Steve Martin in The Jerk. You'd know you weren't a Chinaman. That's why I'm knocking this story. But the subject of it, actually losing your memory. I don't know if that, again, if it really... You haven't lost your memory, Steve.
How old was he when he was?
Six. He was six and got... It's a terrible thing. I don't know what he'd be doing walking around on his own in China when he's six. That's why this whole story is something screwy about it. Although I haven't seen the story. I just guessed he was six because he can't be 100. It wasn't 50, was he? Let's see who we've got. Who's this? It's Jerry in Walthamstow. Now, Jerry, are you there? Oh, no, Jerry quite rightly had enough of that. He didn't want to do that. You know, this place is built on an old Indian burial ground, you know. But if anyone can ring up and say, no, it does happen, I've forgotten who I was. See, the thing is, I'm sure it's not funny. But you can't be raised in a culture of comedy and not think someone losing their memory with a blow on the head is not funny, especially 50 years as a Chinaman. That's it. Give me a piece of paper. I'm going to write an autobiography one day, and that's the title of it. 50 Years a Chinaman. Adventures in the Amnesiac Trade.